The Knicks just returned home from a four-game road trip. Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson traveled with the team, but obviously they did not return to the court. Even though Mitchell Robinson has been cleared for full contact and he's moved on to his next step, Julius Randle has still not been cleared for full contact. And recently, head coach Tom Thibodeau sat down with the media and he spoke about Randle, where he is in recovery, and what he's doing right now as he's getting ready to return to the court. We're going to break down exactly what he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Tom Thibodeau recently discussed Julius Randle's recovery progress with the media. For me, this is what I've been waiting for. We've heard a couple of things from other NBA insiders. Randle's camp has released some things, but Tom Thibodeau recently hasn't discussed anything about Julius Randle while he's been sitting down with the media. Just kept saying he's working with pads, but nothing else from that. Now, we have a little bit more of an update from Tom Thibodeau regarding Randle and how he's doing in recovery right now. Let's take a look at exactly what he said to NBA insider Steph Bondi with the New York Post. Shout out to the account New York Basketball on the app X for giving us the following information as well too. According to head coach Tom Thibodeau about Julius Randle, for him, it's just work. Working out each day. He's trying to strengthen the shoulder area. His focus is the rehab. Some days have been better than others, but just keep working at it, and you never know when it turns. But you know I couldn't stop there. If I knew New York Post Steph Bondi had an article about it, you knew I was going to look into it, find it, and figure out what else Tom Thibodeau said. And that's exactly what I did for you guys. Let's check out Steph Bondi's latest article about this and see what else Tom Thibodeau had to say about Julius Randle. Now, maybe you were looking for more information. Maybe you were looking information to the length of this. And if you were, I can understand why. This is a sizable quote from Tom Thibodeau, but the following updated quote is the continuation from Tom Thibodeau and what he said at that press conference with the media. And according to Thibs, regarding Randle, he's just working out. That's all. According to the New York Post, Randle accompanied the Knicks on their four-game road trip. But according to periodic updates from Tom Thibodeau, the power forward has been stuck on light contact with pads for about 3 weeks. With a shoulder dislocation, which Randle suffered late January, there's a high incidence of re-injury and eventual surgery. Randle opted against surgery, or at least put it off, because he wants to return this season. And we already know behind the scenes, Randle is pushing the New York Knicks, the medical staff, and the coaching staff so he can return fast for the New York Knicks. He understands right now is the time where he needs to return, be impactful, and help the Knicks solidify their seeding and also become a very strong postseason team. But honestly, the only way the Knicks become a strong postseason team is if they get a fully healthy Randle back. And maybe he can't be 100% fully healthy due to that shoulder dislocation. Even so, he has to be as fully healthy as possible. If he can only be 90% fully healthy, then I need him to be 90% fully healthy before he returns. If he's 89%, I can't have him returning. We need him as fully healthy as possible. So that way, when the Knicks continue this next stretch, which is going to be tough after these next couple of games against these scrub teams, we're going to need everybody on deck, all hands on board. That includes Julius Randle. That includes Mitchell Robinson. That includes Isaiah Hartenstein not being on a minutes restriction. That includes OG Anunoby coming back for the Knicks. We have a lot of moving parts, a lot of factors, but one of the main ones is Julius Randle. And I wanted to go back real quick to what Tom Thibodeau had to say regarding Randle and how he's doing right now in his recovery progress. As you saw here, Tom Thibodeau stated that Julius Randle is just trying to strengthen the area and he's focused on his rehab. Some days are obviously better than others for Randle, but he's going to continue working at it until that shoulder turns the right way and he moves on to the next step. Now, I didn't mention it at the time, but I want to say it now. That update from Tom Thibodeau regarding Julius Randle is absolutely concerning. It's concerning because it says that he's doing everything he needs to do, continuously doing the rehab, doing the work. each and every day. And if you know Julius Randle, he's probably putting in double the work each and every day, given who he is, the fact that he wants to come back, and he hates missing games. So we all understand that about Randle. However, even though he's been doing all of this, still has not been cleared, still not taking full contact. The medical staff still do not feel comfortable clearing Randle to take full contact and would rather him continue doing what he's doing right now. That is a very concerning sign, folks. He has been doing pad work for the last couple of weeks. He was doing pad work when OG Anunoby started taking contact. Let's get that right. A lot of people believed at the time that Randle was going to return first, then OG, then Mitchell Robinson. As is looking like right now, OG returned first. Mitchell Robinson looks like he's going to return second. And Julius Randle looked like he's going to return last. And we don't even know the date. It's still open-ended because of the way he answered that. Randall's doing everything he needs to do, right? Working on it every day. But he's working on it every day with the hope that something, whatever that thing is, will change so that way the medical staff will clear him to the next step of taking contact. That's what we're waiting for. My question is, what is stopping him from moving on to that next step? Is he hesitating still when he's doing the control contact? Does it hurt when he's taking the pain still? What is causing him to not move on to that full contact? Is the medical staff concerned that if he takes more contact to that shoulder, he could do some serious harm to it and potentially could risk injuring it further? If that's the case, in my opinion, he should take surgery now. Because when he comes back, what do you think NBA players are going to do? Do you think they're going to say in their head, you know what? He's opting not to have surgery on that shoulder. I know that. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to try not to hit him. Even if they did think about that, the way the NBA is being called right now is extremely physical. Way more physical than a few years ago. That doesn't help Randle right now, given the injury. It would have helped Randle and his game if he wasn't injured, but the fact that he is injured right now, that's going to pose a big problem to him, his physicality, and his game. He's not going to be able to utilize it the same way. Players are going to hunt him, hunt that shoulder. They're going to hit it. And they're not going to care because at the end of the day, they're going to want to win the game. And if it's a playoff game, you really think they care? They're going to want to win the game more than anything else. So in my opinion, if that's the case, then make sure Randle is as good as possible before he comes back. Can deal with the pain each and every time he gets hit on that shoulder, each and every time. Because if he grimaces, has to come out of the game, hesitates when he takes contact each and every time, or after a few times starts hesitating, it's going to hurt the Knicks. I'm sorry to say that because I love Randle, love his game, love his loyalty. I want him to come back. Trust me, I do. I understand how good Randle is for this Knicks team when fully healthy. That's the thing, though. When fully healthy, he has not been cleared for full contact yet. I still don't know why. Nothing has been released regarding why Randle has not been cleared yet for full contact. We understand it's not been done. We even understand now what he's been doing since he's not been cleared for contact. But what is the reason? That's the next thing I'm waiting to figure out. What is the exact reason why Randle has not moved on to full contact? Because until he does, and I've said it in each and every Randle video I've been covering so far, if he doesn't move on to full contact, I am going to continue to be concerned. That's his next step. It's been his next step for weeks, and he still has not moved on to it. The Knicks medical staff have to have a good reason for it. And if he comes back 89% when he could have been 93-94%, it's going to hurt the Knicks. It is absolutely going to hurt us. He has to be able to take contact to that shoulder. He plays in a way where he utilizes that shoulder to create contact, create space, and be able to use that space to get off a good shot. If he can't do that, it's absolutely going to affect his game. Players are absolutely going to target it. And if they do more damage to it than necessary, his surgery, which he may be putting off till the offseason so he can return now for the New York Knicks, he might not be able to put it off anymore. He might have to rush it forward just a couple of weeks and get the surgery now versus later. Now, I saw a lot of your comments, and I understand where you guys are coming from. In your perspective, you don't want Randle to return right now, do more harm to the New York Knicks and that shoulder in general. Some of you guys want Randle to have surgery right now. And I can understand why, because each and every update I give you is really concerning. It's not a great update, and it's not an update that tells you he's moved forward. It tells you progress. It tells you an update of where he is, but where he is no different, really, from where he was the week before, or the week before that, or the week before that. So that's the concerning part. I can understand that. But if you think that this Knicks team, does not need Julius Randle, you are absolutely 100% wrong. The New York Knicks need Julius Randle in the worst way. And if they don't have him, it's going to be concerning because they can't make up for a three-time all-star power forward. There is no way. Precious has been great. Hartenstein has been great. Dante has been great. Deuce has been great. They're all great role players. Maybe Dante might be knocking on the door of a star, but Julius Randle is that dude, is that three-time all-star. The way he draws defenders when healthy will make this Knicks team nearly unstoppable, given the shooters that we have on this roster. We have to consider that. A healthy Julius Randle is an absolute game changer for this Knicks team. It will hurt them immensely if they go into the postseason or they continue this season in general without Julius Randle. That's how good he is. I don't want to hear any more comments about the Knicks are good. They just need to get OG back and they'll be fine. No. OG's a great addition, a key player. Mitchell Robinson, great addition, key player. Julius Randle, great addition, extremely key player. One of the best players we have on our roster. You don't think we need him? We need him in the worst way. I hope he moves on to contact soon. I hope he returns to the floor for the New York Knicks soon. And I hope he can play a few games during the regular season with this upgraded Knicks team. So that way in the postseason, we are destroying teams, just like I know this Knicks team can do once we're healthy. But what about you guys? What do you think about this concerning update about Julius Randle and the fact that, again, Tom Thibodeau has mentioned that he's doing everything he needs to do during rehab. He's working on that shoulder each and every day, but he still has not progressed to full contact. And if anything, Thibodeau's update suggests they don't know when that's going to happen. Every day he does the same thing, and they're hoping, praying that something will change. Let me know how you feel about that in the comments, folks, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.